So, different ways to practice all these different scales, both major scales and pentatonic scales, and the arpeggios that we're going on to do later. You can sequence them in groups of threes and fours, which I've shown you some examples using the pentatonic. So, an example of sequencing using threes on the major scale. So, let's do C major. In sequences of fours, and you can also go up and down the each pattern, ascending and descending. So just like I shown you in the examples, going through the cycles of fourths or the cycles of fifths can be a very good way of practicing scales. So this would be, you'd start from C major, so playing that up on the 8th fret, and then you'd go to F major and stay in position. So you then I'm playing F major starting on the 8th fret of the A string, the F. Going up to B flat major, still on the 8th string of the 8th fret of the D string now. And then I'm playing B major. So it forces you to remember all the positions. Then I'm going up to E flat. So a fourth up from B flat is E flat. Flat major, then up to A flat. Now I'm on the 11th fret of the A string. And then to C sharp. That's the 9th fret of the E string. And then to F sharp. And so on. If you cycle through the fourths, you'll get back to C major eventually. And if you do that with all the scales, so all the scales I've listed, major scales, major pentatonic, mixolydian. The Lydian is a useful scale, but work on the top three first. They're probably more used or more useful in my opinion. It's just my opinion, but I use mixolydian, major pentatonic, and major scale more than I do the Lydian. And then minor scales, the natural minor scale or the Aeolian mode. Minor pentatonics, very useful. Use them a lot. Blues scale as well, yeah, use that a lot. And the Dorian mode as well, I use a lot. Harmonic minor, use a fair amount. Phrygian, probably don't use a Phrygian. That gives you that typical sort of Spanish sound. Don't use that so much. Okay, so another way you can practice scales over three octaves. So this requires you to shift through all of the positions. So I'll give you an example in G major. So we play the G major scale in three octaves. So starting on G on the 3rd fret of the E string. To practice your scales, get you out of playing in position, and allow you to shift through positions. You can practice on one note per string, so G major on one string, on the E string. You can practice them in octaves. You can practice them in thirds or sixths. So you can practice them in thirds. Or in sixths. Thank you. you can use some of these other techniques that I'm going on to discuss. I'll talk about those in a minute.